This is the Right Wing Nut Job. I am sorry that it's been quite some time since I have presented the new podcast to you. I have been very, very busy, but you know, the world keeps turning. Things happen all the time. And what I wanted to talk to you today about is this insidious plan of President Bush and his administration to turn over the operation of several of the American ports to an Arab country. Can you believe that? It is just absolutely crazy. In case you have not heard, there is a British company that has been operating ports in several American cities like New Orleans and Philadelphia, several different places. And you know what? This British company has now been purchased by the United Arab Emirates. Yes, that is true. Arabs. And the administration of President Bush, in secret, looked over the possibility of this country taking over these ports and decided, oh, everything is fine. Yes, that is fine. We will approve it and everything is set to go. But news got out and now there are many members of Congress, congressmen and senators from both parties, Republicans and Democrats, who are furious about this, and rightfully so. This is a very dangerous thing. Call me paranoid, but do we really want to turn over the operation of our ports to Arabs, to Muslims? Are we nuts? This is the same country, the United Arab Emirates, where at least one of the 9/11 hijackers came from. Many other terrorists have come from this country as well. And prisoners being held there have escaped. And you know what? There is much, much evidence to show that a lot of the nuclear proliferation going on in the world in the past 5, 10, 15 years is coming through the ports in the United Arab Emirates. Underground nuclear activities, that's right. Terrorists spreading their nuclear weapons through the United Arab Emirates to such places as North Korea, Iran, coming from Pakistan, who knows where else they are going. Now, we must ask ourselves, why in the world would we allow such a country to take over ports in the United States? What is truly going on here? You know, President Bush has been very, very strong in the war on terror. Oh, at least we think so. He has stood up to the terrorists around the world, but now something like this happens. It leaves me wondering if there is not something else going on here. Could it be money? Power? What is it? Why would the administration, with such a strong record on terrorism, anti-terrorism, just pass through such a policy without even making it public? Of course, President Bush and his administration, they say that, oh, the United Arab Emirates has been a good friend in the war on terror. Well, you know what? Maybe they have helped us in some ways, but they have also hurt us. They cannot control everything that goes on there. Now, there is a standard that says approximately only 5% of containers coming into the United States ports are actually searched. Only 5%. What about all the rest of them? Wouldn't it be very, very easy for Al-Qaeda or these other terrorists to infiltrate this operation and slip their bombs into the United States? It is a frightening scenario. Several members of Congress are calling for hearings on this. There is even a bill in the Senate being introduced in the Senate by Senator Hillary Clinton and Senator Menendez and others as well. I believe Senator Coben from Oklahoma is involved in it. You know what? I find myself in agreement with Hillary Clinton on this. Oh, I feel like shooting myself. But it is true. That bill would stop ownership of American ports by foreign nations. We must protect ourselves. We must let it be known that we are concerned about what is going on. Perhaps there is a good reason, and perhaps President Bush can explain it. I don't think so, but we should give him a chance. What I suggest is that we do hold very, very intense hearings on this issue and get behind the whole thing. We need to know why this was happening in the first place. And then, once we have all the facts, we can review and then make the proper decision. But President Bush needs to know that the American people are not happy with his actions in this regard. Okay, that is enough from the Right Wing Nut Job for today. So until next time, I hope you will go visit my site at rightwingnutjob.podomatic.com and feel free to email me at any time. Goodbye.